So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Habachar v'amaisu v'apesach kachim kalam. Habachar, a firstborn male of kosher animals that is offered as a carbon. V'amaisur, every tenth animal in the flock is offered as a carbon. V'apesach and the carbon pesach are all examples of kachim kalam, the lower level of sanctity. The Mishnah continues, Shchitasim mechal mokam ba'azara. They can be slaughtered anywhere in the azara. And their blood is applied to the Mizbech once on an area that is built over the base. The Gemara infers, as Rashi explains, the Mishnah continues to say that they are eaten differently, but their blood is applied to the Mizbech in the same way. Maybe the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yisai Glilihi, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yisai Glilihi, who explains in the Braisa that regarding Bukhari, the Pasuk says, Vez damim tizrik, the blood is thrown onto the Mizbech. And damalei nemar ela damam limar al bukhar meister pesach shetun matan dam ve mum lagab mesbach. The pasuk used the plural term damam to teach us that the meister and pesach also requires zrika. However, Rashi adds le Rabbi Shmuel pesach b'shvicha. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the blood of the pesach is poured not through him because it is derived from the pasuk v'dam zebechach yishafech, it shall be poured. The Mishnah continues shina v'achilasan. Each of these karbanas have different halachas regarding the way they were eaten. Habachar nechal kahanim, v'maiser l'chal adam. The carbon bachar may be eaten only by kahanim, while the carbon maiser may be eaten by anyone. V'nachalim chal ha'ir b'chal machal l'shnei yom v'layla echad. Like all kashrim kalim, their meat may be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim and prepared in any way for 2 days and one night. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses the source of this halacha. Zu shayla nishal l'fnei chacham b'kerem b'yavna, bachar l'kama nechal. Chacham and Yavna discuss the length of time that a bachar may be eaten, and Reb Tarfon ruled shnei yom v'layla echad. For 2 days and one night. Because Bukhar is similar to Shlam in two ways. Shlam kachim kalam, or Bukhar kachim kalam. Shlam and Bukhar are both kachim kalam. And Shlam ain boin al chet, or Bukhar in the baal chet. Shlam and Bukhar are both now brought to atone for a sin. Therefore, mashlam nechal nishna yom laila echad, a Bukhar nechal nishna yom laila echad. Just as a Shlam is eaten for 2 days and one night, so too the Bukhar is eaten for 2 days and one night. However, basically, they argued l'yom v'layla for 1 day and one night, because b'chur is similar to chatzis v'ashem in two ways. B'chur matan l'kayin, v'chatzis v'ashem matan l'kayin. B'chur and chatzis v'ashem are both given to the kayin. And chatzis v'ashem ain boin b'nedo v'nedava, u'b'chur ain b'nedo v'nedava. B'chur and chatzis v'ashem both cannot be donated voluntarily. Therefore, ma chatzis v'ashem l'yom v'layla, av b'chur l'yom v'layla. Just as the chatzis v'ashem are eaten for only 1 day and one night, so too the b'chur should be eaten for only 1 day and one night. If Rabbi Kiva offered another source, the pasuk of Bukhari says, "Ubisar miyelach kechazei atnufa uchashay kayom en luchayia." Hekesh nakasav luchaz v'shayik shal shlam. The Torah compares the Bukhari to the shlam. Therefore, mashlam nechal neshnei yom v'layla echad, af Bukhari nechal neshnei yom v'layla echad. They're both eaten for 2 days and one night. However, basically they argued, "Ani makisha luchaz v'shayik shal taida." Perhaps we compare the Bukhar to one particular case of Chaz v'Shaik, that of the Taida, and so Ma Taida Nechel is Liyam V'Layla, Av Bukhar Nechel Liyam V'Layla. Just as the Taida is eaten for only 1 day and one night, the Bukhar is eaten for only 1 day and a night. Rekiva answered that the Pasuk adds Ubisar M'yilach. Ha'isav HaKasav Havaya Acheres B'Bukhar. We indeed compare the Bukhar to the Taida, but the words Yilach add another time period, and so the Bukhar may be eaten for 2 days and one night. However, Bishmal pointed out another answer. We must compare it to Shlam, and we cannot compare it to Taida, because Taida mehechen lam the Mishlam. Since Allah that the Chaz v'Shayik of the Taida is given to the Kahanim is itself derived from the Shlamim, we cannot derive Bukhar from Taida, because something derived from a Hekesh cannot be applied elsewhere by means of another Hekesh. And the Gemara continues to explain, as Rashi points out, Al karchach ein Hekesh chayzim lam behekesh. All must agree to the principle that something derived from a hekesh cannot be applied elsewhere by means of another hekesh. Therefore, the Gemara explains that their machlekes is in heimen of adav acher, as in the case of taida. The giving of the chaz v'shayik of the taida to the kohen is indeed derived from shlam, but the halacha that it is only eaten for 1 day and one night is stated in the pasuk of taida itself. Therefore, mar savar have a hekesh, mar savar loy have a hekesh. Rabbi Shmuel holds that even when only part of the Hekesh is derived from another Hekesh, it's considered a Hekesh that it cannot be applied elsewhere with another Hekesh. While Rabbi Kiva holds that it's not considered a Hekesh that cannot be applied elsewhere with another Hekesh, and in this case, it can be applied further. I think Gemara poses two challenges to the opinion, Lo have a Hekesh, and answers them. The Mishnah concludes, HaPesach ein nechal ela b'layla, v'ein nechal ela chatzais, v'ein nechal ela menuyev, v'ein nechal ela tzali. The method of eating the carbon pesach is different than from the others. It may only be eaten for one night until Chatzais. It may only be eaten by those who registered beforehand. It may only be eaten if roasted in fire. The Gemara cites a braisa in which the halacha of ve'en nechel ila ad Chatzais is a machlokes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer nemar kan ba'ochol es habasa b'layla zeh. V'nemar lahalon v'avarti v'eret mitzrayim b'layla zeh. The pasuk uses the expression b'layla zeh regarding carbon pasach and regarding makas b'chayrus. Therefore, ma lahalon ad Chatzais avt kan ad Chatzais. Just as Makas Bechayrus took place at Chatzais, so too the Karban Pesach may only be eaten until Chatzais. However, Bekiva cites the Pasuk V'achaltem Oysa B'chipasin and explains Ad Shas Chipasin. The Karban Pesach can be eaten until the morning when Klal Yisrael were rushed out of Mitzrayim. David the Gemara explains that our Mishnah, which says Bein Nechel Eilat Chatzais, reflects the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hanulach Ezeo Mekayim Rav Baruch Hashem completed the fifth parak of Masechta Zvachim and will begin the sixth parak Katshe Katshe in the next shiur Be'ezus Hashem.